The drug maker Moderna said today that it will ask U.S. and European regulators to authorize emergency use of its coronavirus vaccine after trial results showed it to be 94% effective. Pfizer is also trying to get government approval for its vaccine, and so is the British drug maker AstraZeneca. But even when a vaccine is ready, there's still the question of how to get it to billions of people around the world. Alan Yu from WHYY's The Pulse talked to some people working on that logistical challenge.
To deliver billions of doses of a vaccine, you have to think about a lot of small details. David Montecalvo is handling one of them. He's the Chief Operations and Supply Chain Officer of West Pharmaceutical Services, a global company with headquarters in Pennsylvania.
Each year we make billions of stoppers, plungers, and seals that are used with vials, syringes, and cartridges.
His company has hired an extra 500 people to their team of 8,000 to make sure there are enough of those stoppers for a COVID-19 vaccine.
As we like to say, every component has a patient's name on it.
Once you can hold the vaccines, you need to get them to people. A lot of vaccines need to stay cold. Vaccines are sensitive biological products. Some of them are living, so you need to keep those at the right temperatures to keep them alive. Other vaccines are not living, but they work by showing your immune system the shape of a virus or bacteria that could attack you. Your immune system recognizes these tiny things by shape, and their shapes are sensitive to temperatures. The COVID-19 vaccine from the drug company Pfizer is quite unusual. It needs to be stored at minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit, much colder than winter at the coast of Antarctica. You need to keep vaccines at the right temperatures in transit and in storage, forming what's called a cold chain.
There have been some very dramatic failures in terms of the cold chain for different kinds of vaccines.
Anna Nagurny studies supply chain networks at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. In the past, vaccines were damaged in Arizona and California because of problems with fridge temperatures.
In some cases, the thermostats on the fridges weren't kept within the proper range. Children, infants actually, were vaccinated, but with ineffective vaccines, hundreds of letters had to be written to tell parents, please bring your children back.
The Department of Health and Human Services inspected storage facilities at different U.S. vaccine providers a few years ago. They found that 3/4 of them had some vaccines that were exposed to temperatures outside the recommended range for hours, which means the vaccines could be less effective. And the further a vaccine has to travel, the more challenging things can get. Larry St. Ange is the president of DHL Life Sciences and Healthcare, a logistics company.
The greatest therapies, the greatest medical devices in the world do no good if they're not in the hands of the doctors or the medical staff to be able to treat the patient.
He says transporting vaccines means making contingency plans for each airport and each airline.
We have a 24-hour monitoring system where we can keep track of these shipments. We also typically affix a temperature tracking device and a GPS device.
So they can tell if something goes outside the safe temperature range and who to call. DHL and UPS are also building new warehouses with special freezers. In the U.S., having freezers with constant access to electricity is feasible, but that's less so in other countries, for example, the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Where a backup generator, even in the city, because in some of the capital cities, electricity is not always reliable.
That's Tabani Maposa, Managing Director of Country Programs at Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. Gavi works with the World Health Organization and UNICEF to bring vaccines to children around the world.
A boat has got to be used to get to some places because they can't be accessed by road, and it takes two to three weeks to get to a place just to deliver vaccines and other medical supplies.
Because of these logistical challenges, Gavi has things like solar refrigerators and drones. But he says a country also can't order extra vaccines just to be on the safe side, because you need to pay for the freezers to store them.
If you don't manage your stocks well and you end up over-ordering, your storage capacity can come back to haunt you.
He says there was one country, which he will not name, that ordered too many vaccines and had to store them at the airport, which was expensive. This year, Gavi paid more than $80,000 for these kinds of fees. Right now, people around the world are working through these logistical challenges in parallel to vaccine development. The hope is to have a distribution network ready the day a vaccine is approved. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.